show a sane and balanced interest in spiritual healing, then less responsible people, opportunists, will take it over. But healing is not our main theme. We don't have a panacea by healing, and this idea that we can raise the dead from the graveyard, it's ludicrous.
This seemed to be one of the things that they accented, I think, in the articles, wasn't it?
Right.
The fact that they claimed that you had said this or could raise people from the dead.
I never said it. We've had situations in our church that were very unusual in that someone would have a heart seizure. They would come at the last desperate effort. Doctors had given them up, and they would come for help. And in the service, the large attendants, perhaps their oxygen supply might have even been limited, they would pass the moral vital signs, at least. From the outward appearance, there would be no pulse, no respirations, and they would certainly appear to be gone. But I would always say, quite honestly and humbly, that the subconscious is someplace there, and the love can appear to it. After all, the front page of the Wall Street Journal said that love can cause a wilting, dying plant to revive. Now, if a dying plant can be revived by love, then how much should our human, our divine love, be able to reach someone and give them a will to make another effort? And I think that's a lot of what happened.
Actually, I think what you're saying, then, Jim, if I can interpret this correctly, is that the people in question, when they had the heart seizure, were not, to your feelings, completely dead, but...
I would actually say that I think the subconscious is there somewhere, even though it's really a phenomenon to see them revive so quickly when you say, God loves you, or we care, or your family needs you. It seems like they need a special appeal just to know that at times. Maybe all of us need to know it. I heard a local doctor say on occasion that the mind gives the heart the signal when to go. The mind says, I've had enough, I'm tired. So that mind can hear someplace, and I speak in the ears, so the mind is somewhere, you see. It has left, even though from all appearances, physiological processes have ceased. So yes, I definitely believe you're right. The mind is there, someplace in the body. I can't define what goes on, but to say they're clinically dead, I'm not a physician. I wouldn't be so presumptuous. We just know that resuscitation has failed, and artificial respiration, some chest massage, when it fails, we have seen love, the faith that one has, and not just me, but the whole team of nurses and great nurses that will be around volunteering their services. Another thing that helps greatly is to keep calm. Tell them, you're all right. Everything's fine. Because I've seen that there's a very great tension that builds up. And I've been told by a doctor friend that after I discussed some of this with him, that he said, quite true, many people would live if they could only be calm during the heart seizure or a hypertensive stroke that they're having. But I make no claims. If I could, goodness knows, I'd go and raise the loved ones of everyone that they wish to be raised. I suppose a lot of people would want to come back to Mother Earth, but this is so ridiculous. It isn't worthy of your discussion. This is what enemies do, and I advise all churches to be on the alert these days. I thought we were more advanced in some ways in 1972, that people can be really mean. And then when it gets to the high of the press, or even a reverend who will pick up stories that are untrue, baseless charges, saying, for instance, that a young woman came out with us in 1965. She didn't come out in 1965, and she was here only about a year. We advised against her marriage. I suppose Mr. Stone was married a minor. The woman can be checked in the recorder's office. She was 21 years of age. We advised that she was going into a bad marriage, and the marriage broke up. I think what this is all about was the Johnson allegations, who I don't know very well, but they made such ridiculous allegations. They're trying to discredit a church so that they can get a marriage, and all. That's what the attorney friend told me back in Indiana.
Well, Jim, let me ask you this, and again, I thought we'd get to some of these allegations. It was never stated in any of these articles, really. It came out and stated, but they gave the impression that there was a lot of money coming in the church, and they leave all kinds of questions about where the money was going. But you mentioned earlier that your books were open all the time.
Of course, anybody And we see we have to submit a precise report to the yearbook of the Disciples of Christ, the Christian church that I mentioned that Governor Reagan, for instance, affiliated with, and Lyndon Baines Johnson. You don't have any kind of hanky panky. You'd stay in our brotherhood. They drop you. You will pull a scoop mask to go in. But when you think of supporting more senior citizen homes, they're not paid off. Convalescent homes, they're not paid off. They're paying payments on these every month.
You mean you support these senior homes?
Oh, yes. And these dormitories. And you think then of 104 students that you're underwriting, you know, paying their room and board. Goodness sakes, $300,000 and such of that doesn't, it's a drop in the bucket. We never have enough to do the job. And an outgoing expense is Herculean. We have our own, we believe that a government that governs best governs least. So we say that the church should take care, as Scripture says, of its own household of the faith. And we supported people who were out of work as long as 5 months. And we've helped people even with medical bills and dental bills. Local professionals could tell that. In our senior citizen homes, interestingly enough, which are beautiful, they reported to be in Boston to look in them.
Are they locally, would you?
One's north of the church, one south of the church. We have in other places, but those two are accessible. Very easy to get to, just north of the community center. You know, our church is a kind of a combination community center. We have an indoor pool.
I heard that you do have a swimming pool there, huh?
Available to any group in the community. Often other groups come in, school groups and clubs and so forth. But the reporter never even walked 15 yards across to see that beautiful senior citizen home in which a person is not charged. It's left up to their own conscience. The highest limit pays $125 a month. And one dear little lady that was in a shell, she had been with another religion, and she came to us sort of on a rebound of hurts. She'd never had an opportunity to work in the work of the world and build up any social security. And she was very embarrassed, and we said, oh, we're glad to help you. She doesn't pay anything.
How many?
She had a refusal about welfare, so we said, you don't have to go on welfare. And the church has got an easel now and art material, and you should see the picture that lovely lady's painting for other homes and for friends that she's made in the church and the community. The woman's come out of her shell. Now, that would be human interest, I think. I think anybody would want to report that type of thing.
How many people do you have in these rest homes out there?
There's 9 to the north and 9 to the south. There's a beautiful one in your car. It is a family care home there. They're on a more different basis. There is a rate there that is, I think, established by the state. But for this state license, here we could easily license and turn them into what you call family care centers and draw, $250 a month from these people. But we have not wished to do that. These senior citizen homes are what we call independent homes. Older people don't like their lives to be constantly supervised. They like to do their own cooking. So we have committees that are available when they want heavy work done or bring their groceries in, whatever they order, we get that. To do cleaning or repair work, but we don't meddle with their affairs. They govern themselves. There are 3 bathrooms, for instance, one to the north, and these ladies can decorate their home. They tell us what they want, and we find that senior citizens do much better this way. For instance, one little lady that's down practically with arthritis and respiratory conditions, she's 95 now, cooking every day. You better not talk about coming in and doing her cooking, but that's part of her lifestyle.
95, huh?
95. We have another lady, a prominently known lady, Mrs. Letourneau, perhaps heard of the Letourneau Implement Company. I think she's a woman of means, but she has it on a fixed income, and no one's ever asked her even who she would be more advantaged for in a special rate. I think she pays $125 a month. This is what her conscience tells her to pay. And these people can be talked to. This is open question. I hope that for God's sake that this continues, for the very sake of the Almighty, I hope that, and for right's sake, that people will come in here and get the answers themselves instead of taking this baseless, groundless, and false charges that are made by irresponsible people.
Are people welcome to drop out and visit your church and look around?
Of course they are. The senior citizen, we would like some notice because those little several of the people made it. They senior citizens do have a routine, and I don't think it's good to, for older people to be on this constant tour. But there again, anyone wants to call, wants to go through, we'll take them through and let them see.
Well, now, jumping to something else, Jim, I read someplace that you were opening a branch of the church in San Francisco, and I was kind of interested, since you've grown so large here in this area, do you have plans of spreading out to other areas?
Well, we've had a good membership. We've had a good membership in San Francisco and Los Angeles, and I really like the urban center. I would imagine the great focus of our work will be in the inner city. That's where we've got terrible drug problems, and we've got a plan. Well, will be enable us to do a real service work on Geary Avenue.
In San Francisco, huh?
Yes, uh-huh. It was formerly a weight club, and it's just really opportune for the kind of thing we want to do.
And you also have one in Los Angeles, you say?
We're purchasing one. In most cases, we just put a minimal down payment, and we're going to let it try to pay for it as we go.
Well, how about eventually? Do you hope to have it in other cities, or?
No, I think that's the limit of my, you can only extend yourself.
I guess so.
And we're getting young ministers now that are in training that will be taking over the pastors of these churches. We, of course, have got areas with our ministry. Fine, we feel better to cooperate with some already existing churches rather than expand more churches. I think there are plenty of churches. Other churches doing good work. But in San Francisco, our people have wanted a facility for a long time, and so also in Los Angeles, and I think they have that right. It's such a long way to come.
Yes, certainly it is. How about with you mentioned the drug problem in San Francisco. How does does your particular church attack this drug problem, Jim?
Well, we have kind of a brotherly concern, and we have a home where people will come without use of methadone or anything that. Just supervisory efforts on the part of members, talking with them, reading with them, counseling with them through these awful bleak times of withdrawal. Now, we've got 127 people out of the field of hardline drugs, and many of them now are in college doing the fine work, and they've been off long enough to say that they really have rehabilitated some 4 years now. We don't think that drug therapy is bad, but in our case, we have found it not practical to use it. We are not actually specialized in that area. So we use no drugs, just love, and work with them and counsel them. We give them constructive things to do. We have to all our doctors. We have had doctors who offered their assistance to us in this area if we would like to do it on a more professional basis, but we don't have enough money to be able to handle this. I would love to have a drug rehabilitation center, but we just don't have the money to have that right now.
Well, Jim, I sure enjoyed the conversation. It's nice to get to know you, and I know we're all kind of neighbors in the community, and it's nice, at least to hear the problems of someone else in the community and at least hear their side of it. It's been real interesting. I really enjoyed it. I'll look forward to meeting you in person one of these days.
Thank you. I would like to say that a lot of nice people. We've had people even who labeled to the right, head of the John Birch Society, offered their friendship and consolation. We've had people who are liberal. We've had moderates. You'd be amazed, or you wouldn't. I'm sure you love this fellow. I heard you say it's a beautiful day. I was cheered by the way you came on the program. Such a beautiful morning in Ukiah Valley. And we have found some beautiful people, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, all colors there. We're really thrilled to see the kind of people that have come out and said, what can we do, Pastor? We don't like anyone to be vilified. Thank you so much for your time.
You bet, Jim. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Bye-bye.
He seems like a nice fellow. I haven't had a chance to meet him, but there's been so much in the newspapers about him, and as I say, I don't know what the world of the situation is, but it was interesting talking with him, and I thought perhaps some of you folks out there would also enjoy talking to him and perhaps getting to know the gentleman himself in person, and maybe then, the overall picture becomes a little more clear to us. That's what we're rather interesting. I've been looking forward to having him on the air with me, and I hope that was of interest to you. Well, gee, we've just eaten up this part of our show from KLIL, Ukiah, Morning with Franklin Show. We've got lots more things coming up here, and we'll have that for you. But right now, let's break for the news. John Franklin saying, stay tuned for more.